This is Hit Bull Win Podcast,
the official podcast of the Durham Bulls,
part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network.
What's up? It's another episode of Hit Bull Win Podcast. I don't know what number it is. I think it's 49. We're nearing 50. We got to do something big for 50.
If it's 49, we're definitely nearing 50.
Well, even if it's 48, Scotty. We got to do something big for 50. I don't know what we should do yet.
A party.
Comment. Ooh, first ever Durham Bulls Hit Bull Win Podcast live pod for 50.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. You guys can come on. I'll tweet the deets. If you don't know what this is a minor league baseball podcast. We're giving you an inside look at minor league baseball front office life and talking about some other stuff too. Today's topic is mailbag episode.
Love mailbag episodes,
really,
by the way.
Really, good way to get a lot of content out there from this that we wouldn't otherwise think to tell you guys, right? Like, I think that's one of the big positives from mailbag episodes. If you don't know who's talking right now, I am Patrick Norwood, video and digital production manager. I'm joined by Scott Strickland, assistant general manager, operations. Scotty, how we doing?
We're good. Perhaps we should have had some batteries in the mailbag requests.
Yeah. So here's something fun that happens more often than I'd like to admit with multiple things in my life, by the way. This includes camera equipment. I will get so excited to do something that I will hit record, start shooting, do something, you know, stabilizer a couple weeks ago and just walked out.
Nothing.
Didn't even think like, oh, maybe I should have charged this before I left. So that just happened to us now. You won't know a difference because this is a podcast and it's not live, but we were about 25 minutes late on when we wanted to do this.
Which saved actually, by Will Bender.
And I'm a little bit upset because you were on time.
For once.
You know what I should start doing is saying, oh, hey, we're doing it at 2, so I'll send you the invite at 1:45.
I was actually early. I walked into the originally planned location at 59.
Yep.
And saw Molly, didn't see you, and I thought, well, something's up. And I looked at my phone, and you had just, like, ping. Text was coming in.
Yep. We've got had a lot of fun with Wooly Grahams last week.
Mm.
A lot of stuff for Wooly Bull the last week and a half. Had Ramsey's birthday, had the fan fest for the Carolina Hurricanes. Wooly Grahams, which is always a blast. I'm trying to think if I had any good Wooly Grahams stories.
I didn't get to participate in any this year.
You know, it was actually a pretty ho-hum week, which I like. People gave good reactions.
Anybody cry?
Nobody cried. No. Maybe a kid. There might have been a kid who welled up. I think for kids it's just weird because they're not used to seeing someone in that. You see Wooly at the ballpark, and then all of a sudden Wooly is petting your dog, and it feels a little jarring, which I understand.
I could, imagine if you're the dog.
My dogs actually really don't like Wooly. Skyler's afraid of everything. Bosco's afraid of nothing, but Bosco
doesn't like
for
Wooly.
Whatever reason. Wooly,
it seems defendable for sure.
Yeah, it's understandable. Yep,
that's the word I was going for.
Understandable.
By the way. Yep,
we're in mid-season form.
Someone should have maybe submitted that as their word for the year.
Yep. Oh, did a little front office thing today. I don't know if we're allowed to say this, but we're going to. Yeah, did a little front office.
What are they
going to
do? Cancel us?
One word that you want to describe the 2023 season, don't put your name on it, which immediately I saw two front office members go, and then have to scratch it out. Way to follow instructions. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. It was a good exercise. We got some good words in there. Dry was a funny one. I liked that. That was a good
quick
response.
Wit from Mr. Andrew Green.
Yep.
Doctor,
as always,
Dr. Andrew Green.
Right off the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Holliday Green is what we call him.
Mm-hmm.
I went with efficient. I want, and I don't mean that to be, I want this to go by quickly, which someone did.
However, someone did say that.
And that is hilarious. Because I think deep down we all think that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
We don't think that in March and April when it's a...
If it's late July, early August, much everybody out here is.
Yeah, big time. Tuesday in July, nah, man. Nah, just let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go win. We know we're going to win. Let's just do it quickly. But I said efficient. I just want to be efficient with how I shoot, edit. I don't want to constantly be going back to my desk and having to get equipment, and I'm just going to try and be better.
Okay.
How did you interpret that question? Did you think it was the season for the front office as a whole or you? I'm a big, like, stay in your lane guy.
Hmm. I took it as front office as a whole.
Okay. My answer still applies then. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. That's a good question, Patrick. Yeah, I took it as a front office as a whole, but with your, like, influence on it.
Yeah. Do you think... Are you a person where you think if I do my job, stay in my lane, everybody does their job, we're going to be better than if everybody's reaching in each other's pots and trying to help out?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. Live in a little interesting world there of...
We also work.
Some of the things, in order for you to be successful, other people have to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't do their job right, then there ain't no way that we're going to be able to do our jobs right. Some of that applies to my responsibilities, so...
There's a ton of trust.
But I do enjoy staying in my lane.
Yes.
A separate parking lot.
Yes. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. I like when I look down and I'm like, hey, man, that person did a really good job. I know they're going to do a good job. There's a lot of trust that goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds cheesy, but...
Or lack of trust.
It's true. Or, yeah, that's... Well, it's still an aspect of trust. Yep. Like, you... I have to... You know, Paxton, who left, by the way, he's gone.
Traitor.
How dare he goes and betters himself. Yes. And just becomes a good person. Shout out Pax. But I knew he was going to do his job. I didn't have to worry about taking photos. Paxton's going to get them. Paxton didn't have to worry about video. He knew I was going to get it. Mm-hmm. So that's just, I don't know. It's just a little insider info. All right. Mailbag episode. You guys sent in some great questions and we're going to answer them right after this. I got some great questions. We're going to go right into them. Is Wooly team taco or team burrito? I meant to text the mascot coordinator to get Wooly's answer on this. I'm going to answer for that person.
For Wooly?
Yeah, for Wooly. I believe Wooly is a taco person.
Seems like he'd be a taco.
And if you like tacos, you should really be paying attention to our social because we have a awesome night that we're going
That's
to
not
do.
Out there yet?
It is not out there, no.
Okay.
You don't really have to do too much math magic to make that connection right now. You don't have to be a math magician, Tuesdays. But yeah, I would say Wooly's team taco.
It just goes with the vibe.
Yeah.
It's fun vibe.
Yeah.
Tacos are fun, in my opinion.
Tacos are fun. Yeah, burrito's more of a heavy duty. This is a serious, I need to eat.
Yeah.
I need some food. Taco's like, throw shrimp in there. Who cares? You don't get shrimp burritos.
Yeah.
Get a shrimp taco. What promo going into this year do you think will be your favorite, Scott?
Come back to me on that one.
Okay. I'll go. I'm really looking forward to Star Wars night this year, which is such a generic answer. But I do really love we're doing something cool instead of Pirates and Princesses this year, but we're doing more of like a fairy tale night. And I think if we go full Shrek with it, I could be really excited for that. That's a great opportunity to be really creative, right? Yeah. Fairy tales, they don't really have like, there's not a whole lot of copyright issues with fairy tales, right? I don't think the Brothers Grimm are coming back for us. So I would say that one or Star Wars night, because last year Star Wars night was a ton of fun. You remember how many characters we had last year on that field?
There was a lot.
I can see you breaking out into hives as soon as I brought that up.
I just started thinking compaction and aerification.
Yes.
And other shuns.
Yep. There were a lot of people there, for sure.
This isn't an actual answer.
Okay. That's what we love to hear on this podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Opening day, opening night, however we're allowed to refer to it, that's going to be my favorite night, I do believe.
Okay.
And that is purely because of all the construction going on downstairs, in which, in theory, all of it that's supposed to be completed will be completed by then. And so that's going to have, opening night's going to have a little extra weight for me this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a promotion. Opening night's a promotion.
We did have a question that kind of goes in tandem with that. When will the construction be done? Mm. And you gave me an interesting answer before we started recording.
Yeah, and so there are actually three completion dates. One of them have already come and gone. That was January the 16th, when we were supposed to move into our newly finished offices, which we did. And then the second completion date is for all the internal spaces. So the stuff that you have not been able to see as you drive by the ballpark, the clubhouses, the locker rooms, the training rooms, the weight room, and the retail store, a.k.a. the ballpark corner store.
I've heard of it.
Those are supposed to be completed and handed over to us on March 15th. And that should happen. Everything's looking good. And we'll start to occupy those spaces on the 16th. Now, what everyone is seeing is the batting tunnels, right? Those are outside. It's one building that's being built. That is not scheduled to be completed until the end of April. I think it'll be completed the middle of April.
Okay.
So it'll start. Brick actually is going up today. It was delivered this morning. So visually from the Blackwell Street drive-by visual, you'll see a big visual change this week.
That's awesome. I did have a question. My transition game on this mailbag episode so
it's
far
been fantastic.
Has been awesome because you mentioned the first completion date being January 16th.
Okay.
Crew moves into the new office.
Okay.
There is a great question from really hot girl on Twitter.
Okay.
It's my wife, guys. Relax. Yep. I'm not actually.
Shout out, that. Jade.
Shout out,
by
Jade.
The way, I haven't talked to you about this. I haven't talked to her about this. So this is going to be my way of talking to her.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she was turning right onto Blackwell Street while I was walking across the crosswalk the other day. And I feel like I waved too late for her to wave back.
Okay. Yeah. If anyone understands that, it's her. But Jade would walk past me on Blackwell Street and just keep going.
Yeah. I feel like she saw me, though.
Yeah. She probably did.
I just wasn't 100% it was her because the car was already turning and hair was flopping. And
yeah. There's a lot. Jade, it's really cool. Jade treats people who work here like celebrities. Like, I never thought I would get an excited text from Jade that's like, I just saw Big Dog at 5-star. And I'm like, yeah, awesome. Good.
The Big Dog's out and about.
Yeah. Big Dog got out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
But she asked, what is one sort of menial item, something you weren't expecting to really enjoy from the new office space that you do? I feel like I have a really good answer for this that you probably know. The water bottle fill-up station that we have. Nothing releases serotonin into my brain in the new offices like when I fill up my bottle and I see that number go pung.
We have a milestone that we're hitting. We've probably already hit it.
Yeah.
300.
Yep.
We were at 290 last night when I walked through. So
there was one day last week, I'm not going to lie to you, a little bit slower. A little bit of a slower day. I had knocked out the majority of my projects on a Thursday, walked in Friday and was like, you know what? Let's see if we can get that counter up a good bit today. And successful. Successful. Very successful. But yeah, that'd be my answer. What would your answer be? I mean, you're not really.
Yeah, I'm not really an occupant as much as y'all are. But my answer would be, I was already excited. See, I'm phrasing this two ways. I already knew about the water bottle fill station.
Right.
Right. And so my excitement on that was a year and a half ago.
Sure.
I did not know about this item, and therefore it is my answer. So we have, I would argue, undersized televisions. That's my fault. that are in the office area, and they're Samsungs, and they're new Samsungs, and they're new Samsung smart televisions, which means they have Samsung TV, which I knew nothing about. It's like a 200 channel free TV feed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as you well know, downstairs in the office right now, on some TVs in Mike Broling's office, he probably has a certain channel that he loves watching, Chive Television, on one TV.
He would.
He loves
it. Dude, I could see Mike just sitting in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Crushing it.
Just, no one told me Chive's on.
Yep. The Bob Ross channel is on one television. The television
right next
closest
to me.
To you.
You want to know something? I've watched it so much now that, not saying I don't work, that I've started seeing repeat episodes. I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is an issue.
This tree over here.
Yeah.
We have some apps on the WRAL app on some.
Yeah.
Keeping it's it cool. within the family.
Yep.
We have the Fireplace channel. That's on in the break room
the break room.
And then shout out to our partners from Greensboro, soon to move to Charlotte. We won't get into that.
Womp.
But the ACC Digital Network is on the other television in the break room.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
Really upset that we don't have SEC On Demand. I wouldn't change it permanently, but when I'm snacking, all due respect to your lovely Demon Deacons, I don't want to watch subpar football.
I would blackball it. I would figure out a way to where the SEC Network could not be shown.
See, I'm not that bad.
Go to Birmingham.
I would already worked there in minor league baseball, Scotty.
Go back to Birmingham.
I would always switch it back when I was done because I'm a courteous person. That's what I would
do. Nice. Yes.
But I get really sick of turning on and looking at, oh, good. Boston College is playing Rutgers. Let's watch this.
Hey, expanded the footprint.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so not. How do you watch it? You're more of a college football fan than I am at some point.
No.
Maybe because you watch that willingly every week, and I could never do that to myself.
No. No, I don't watch Boston College, and shout out Matt Conway, who does not listen to the podcast.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. Now, Neil Solons, shout out to Neil, friend of the podcast. Mm-hmm. He would watch Rutgers. That's his team.
It's a Big Ten team.
That's his group.
And I would watch Big Ten football all day. ACC football, not going to do it.
Big Ten does so well in the bowl games.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
It's a tournament for basketball.
Wins all
stuff,
those national championships and everything, too.
Right.
At least they're a good basketball conference. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten catching strays all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Bama's not making it past the Sweet 16. If you're filling out a bracket, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys that insider info.
Big 12 getting a lot of love right now.
I went to school there. This whole number one thing's been fun. We're going to start slowly declining, I think.
This is not the topics that we're discussing or the point of the podcast, but this is certainly shaping up to be your standard ACC year where the ACC gets no love and they'll have, you know, four teams make the Sweet 16 and two teams make the Final Four somehow. This is what happens when this narrative is out there.
And then it will
turn... But we could talk for hours on that.
It will turn into, well, no one believes in us.
Mm-hmm.
Us poor North
us
Carolina,
the world.
Duke. Us poor Wake Forest, who no one ever believes in us. It's like the kid from the dude from Georgia this year after they won the national title. It was like, people said we were going to go 8-5. Yeah. I was like,
no
who
one said
that?
No one said that.
No way did they say that.
Yep. I like you just compared Wake Forest basketball to Georgia.
An upcoming powerhouse. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think Kirby might do well down there in Athens. Okay, just moved to the area. How do I become a certified Bulls fan? I enjoy the show, by the way. Shout out to Ben. This says Ben Tide ad. I'm going to go ahead and just say Ben's from Alabama. We're running with it. He's not here to stop me. Roll Tide Ben.
Well, he should be here because he should get to the ballpark corner store, which has been relocated temporarily in Diamond V3 and get some merch. Yeah. I mean, that is, I would argue, even if you're not a baseball fan, even if you're not a Bulls fan, if you just moved to Durham, you got to get Bulls merch to be in the family, in the club when you're walking down Main Street at 8 o'clock on
Go
a Saturday
get yourself
night.
A floppy dad hat. Those are the those 47 brand hats. Love them. New Era hats, great too. But we've got some great 47 brand hats. Throw them on. Oh, need to go mow the lawn. Going out to a brew with my buddies. Toss on the old Bulls hat. But the good news is, Ben, honestly, you're here, dude. I don't want to steal.
You've done the hard part.
I don't want to steal a chain restaurant's motto, but when you're here, you're family. You're kind of already in. Come to a game and you're in. That's it.
I would start with a 10 gamer. I'd get a fireworks plan, actually.
Yeah. Fireworks plan would be good. No, seriously, if you are planning on coming to a bulk amount of games, this is not me being a salesman. I get no commission off of this. I promise. If I lived here and was going to go to multiple games in a summer, I would get a mini plan package.
Yep.
It's the smartest way to do it.
Yep.
You save the most money that way. You get cool stuff. You're treated like a god.
Royalty.
Yeah. I mean, our ticket staff, man. Shout out to those people, dude. Our 919 members.
And you can walk around saying you're a season ticket holder
which
of the Durham
huge.
Bulls,
yeah.
Which isn't really necessarily accurate.
Yeah. No one's going to tell you you're not.
That's correct. Unless I catch them on
unless
the street
somewhere.
Unless
it's Scott, and Scott will...
Yep.
Yeah. So, Ben, thank you for listening. I hope that gave you a good answer. You're already in the family. If you want to fit in even more, go get some merch, even if it's just a shirt.
He could come to a soon-to-be-announced fan fest as well.
Heyo. Soon to be announced. It'll be in March. We'll talk about that in the outro a little bit.
It'll be the same weekend it always is.
I get this question a lot. Thoughts on Banana Ball at the DBAP? I am interested to see how it goes. I'm interested to see the process. It's always a nice opportunity to have when a lot of people want to do something and you get to be there. That's what I'll say about that.
It's certainly cool to work at a place where people want to come to, right? So that applies to this. I've been to two, that's not true. I've been to 1.5 Savannah Banana games.
I did not know that.
Yep, doubleheader at Savannah, obviously.
Yeah.
A storm was coming in the third inning of the second game, and I, being the radar watcher that I am,
sure,
I jumped out of there before the chaos. But
yeah.
Big Johnny Gomes fan. So when Johnny Gomes popped up at a Bananas outfit last year, pretty pumped about
pretty
that.
Cool.
But no, it's certainly going to be a lot of entertainment, and the overwhelming support for the event via the waiting list, essentially, that was pretty wild. The number of texts we get every week, you know, of, hey, how do I get banana tickets, is definitely up there. So it'll be a fun July night, that's for sure.
I think a lot of the gray area you might be hearing is that's so far down the line for me and Scott that we have so many things between now and then that it's hard to really give you a full answer on that. But yeah, no, it's cool to be somewhere that a lot of people want to be, and you're able to be there for free and work it and help out a little bit. Should be interesting. I'm interested to see how it goes. Okay, Philip the Chicken. Is Josh Lowe playing for the Durham Bulls this season or playing for the Rays?
So I'll take the first answer on this one. Communicate with Josh. In fact, he's the first person
popped up
on the Instagram I open Instagram.
Yep. What a guy.
He and I communicated over the weekend. I'll tell as much of this as I can. And this is behind the curtain. Here we go.
Yep.
So, you know, occasionally there's trade deals, right? Where, hey, we can offer y'all this in exchange for some tickets for our employees to use, whether that be your local gas station,
yeah, sure,
golf course,
yep,
restaurant, whatever, right? There was one that, because Josh has been here multiple years, was very passionate about. And it existed prior to his arrival, and it, regretfully for him, did not exist during his time here. And it certainly looks like that deal is coming back. And so Saturday at 7:06, I took a screenshot of the email on the topic and sent it to him. And let's just say that he was very happy and is very happy that that will be an option for the guys. But let's just also say that he is certainly hoping, and we're hoping for him, that he spends all of his time in the big leagues this year. So
we did a great mic'd up video with him
last year. Josh,
he got called up the day after the day before we were going to post it.
Josh is fantastic. Josh is a fantastic guy, great family. His brother was on the podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
He's one of those guys who is easy to cheer for. And so the Rays obviously didn't do a lot of moves this offseason in terms of picking up any bats. And so they're definitely counting on him for some production this year and looking forward to seeing him do so.
Hell of a blackjack player, too.
Mm.
Not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but
yeah,
really, really good cards player.
Yep.
The man can toss him around.
Yep.
All right. From someone named Matt Suter.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the pod.
If not
Podfather.
The birther.
Podfather.
Podfather.
As MILB veterans, and I know what he's getting at here, what keeps you motivated heading into another season? Great question.
Whoa.
Usually.
Suter going philosophical on us.
I don't like saying the person's name unless it's someone like Philip the Chicken, because that's hilarious. But Matt deserves to have his name read there because that is a great question.
Okay.
I will answer first.
Okay.
And it's the answer that I give to people all the time as to why I like my job so much.
It's kind of like the word game.
Why I like the video aspect of my job and how I don't get wore down over the season. A walk-off or any sort of playoff win, rivalry win, anything like that, is a drug to me. That chemical that releases in my brain when I get to shoot something like that is really hard to come by in any other aspect of my life. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's better than everything in my life. It's
different.
So unique that I will always chase that high. There will probably come a day when I stop doing this, and that will be the thing that is so hard to let go of. So that would be my answer.
What was the exact question again? Could you read it back for me, please?
As MILB veterans, what keeps you motivated heading into another season?
I've got a couple different answers on that. My dad, this is his 42nd season keeping the being the official scorer for the Wake Forest basketball team.
Sure.
We've mentioned Wake basketball a lot today.
Yep, a little bit.
And somebody made a comment of like their local news station, embassy affiliate, friend of the family, did a little story on him last week. And somebody,
I saw that. That was really cool.
That was very
cool. That was
cool.
Yeah, it was a good piece.
Yeah, and like I didn't know. He didn't tell me that, like, he said they were going to come. We're going to go over and do an interview. He didn't tell me, like, he was going to be the only one in the arena. Right. Like, he's standing at mid-court. Right. Like, this is really cool. I took a lot of screenshots of it. But someone asked, like, man, 42 years of doing the same thing over and over and over again. Like, what keeps you going? So that's kind of what Suits is getting at there.
Sure.
But to your point that you just made, a lot of people have asked him, what will he miss the most? And he talks about what I think would be up in our answers for just about any type of question like this, of the people. I'm yeah. excited to get the people back, right? And that's our game day staff. That's the team itself. That's our coaching staff. Just being around that group of people and that rotation of group of people, to me, is what keeps this job fresh. Is you can count on, you know, three or four at least full-time positions turning over every year.
Yep.
You got a new crop of interns / trainees every single year. You got a team that's going to have, you know, 11 to 12 returners from the previous year, a coaching staff that's going to have some returners, but everybody else is new. And that's what keeps it fresh to me, in addition to knowing that we're going to have some pretty cool moments, whether it be promotional nights or success on the field. We've been, as everyone knows, we've been spoiled rotten that way.
Yeah.
That's what, to me, keeps it fresh and keeps you coming back for more every year.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And I think to sort of piggyback off that, it's seeing the people that you see every day outside of doing the desk work, mm-hmm. right? There's certain people we talk about. We talked about somebody before we started recording that I think that person gets more enjoyment out of this season than mm-hmm. any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And contrasting that with what life is like right now, I think is a huge aspect as to especially why that person keeps coming back.
Yeah, I think the life we live from October 1st to, it's not necessarily April 1st because you, sometime at the beginning of March, I would put that there, is probably more like what everyone else does in their job.
Yeah.
At least I've never done anything different, so I'm maybe just making some stuff up here. But I also feel like the life that we get to live from that, whatever that point is in March through October 1st, is probably unlike most people's jobs.
It's extremely unique.
Extremely unique.
And
it's like this life that we're living together that's a wild ride and fun and late nights, but that's part of the fun.
It also makes me appreciate free time. This is going to make it sound like I don't like coming into work, but it makes me appreciate those vacations I get to take with Jade, right? Those things that, like, Jade and I traveled more last year than I've ever traveled in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Iceland. We went to Vegas. I was in Vegas twice.
Direct flight.
We went to Chicago, direct
flight.
Shout
out RDU.
But yeah, no, and it's stuff like that where it was like those trips meant so much more to me because I knew when I came back it was going to be go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when we take trips, like we're going up skiing this weekend, trips like that mean a lot more to me too. It's 100%. Not just another vacation. You know, it's, hey, I am not going to have a lot of time here in a couple weeks, so I need to enjoy this now. So
that's like a 7-minute answer for
that's
Mr.
a really
Matt
good
question.
Question. That's one of the reasons why I saved it for last. Another, this is a great question. If someone from the front office staff had to fill in for Wooly, who would it be?
Well, regretfully, there's like an actual answer for this.
There is.
Which, let's not give that.
No.
Because that's not as much fun.
So here's how I want to, and I'm sorry. If you...
Who's the person? Or
I believe it's Rhett B. Solomon, which...
Brett?
Rhett.
B.
Not Sullivan, not Scary Feet.
But there's a B in there.
Yes, Rhett B. Solomon.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I think I am. But if I'm not, and you really want to know the answer to this, just DM me and I'll...
That can be their I'll next the entry dish. Is, how do you think you should pronounce my name?
Yeah. But I will twist the question. Who's the funniest person you could put in the Wooly Bull costume?
I would love to see Dave Big Dog.
Big Dog.
I would love to see Big Dog awesome. As Wooly Bull.
I think he would get way into it.
Which would be awesome.
My answer, Burling.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something comical about when you know who it is and you know how badly they don't really jive with that.
Yeah.
That makes it even funnier because Wooly's got such like an excited expression that when you know the person inside the suit is not smiling or anything, it makes it so much funnier. It really does.
Yeah.
Unless you're a child listening to this podcast, in which case Wooly Bull is very real.
I mean, it would have been Ashley Larson. That would have been classic.
Do you remember the night she was host?
Yes.
She emceed. She did a pretty good
job. Yeah.
Shout out to Ashley Larson. I hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her in a minute. All right. We got a couple more questions.
Okay.
One being, what sort of do we hang out with the team outside of work hours? I'll answer first. Personally, no. If there's any hanging out being done, it is coincidental. We're at the same place at the same time. I see them. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Nice game. Let me get you a beer, is what they should say to me, but they don't because they mean more money. No, that's a joke. Other than that, no, there's not a lot of hanging out. We're not chilling. There's guys I would. There's no reason I don't. It's just I don't.
So this is a complicated answer for me. Prior to August 2019, that's correct. We had a local establishment that was right across the street.
A little watering hole.
And I mean, sometimes it was Thursday through Sunday. It was definitely Friday and Saturday, with Sunday being a more relaxed. Sometimes the team's going on the road as soon as that Sunday game ends.
Yep.
This is pre-Monday off days. So there was a lot more hanging out. And that's twofold. One, there was a lot more hanging out. And then two, there was a lot of hanging out between the two parties there, so to speak. We have not replaced that. Now, I will also say that the team itself and the individuals of the team, they don't go out as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. Much more of a focus on sleep, much more of a focus on hydration.
Yeah, diet.
Dieting.
Diet's a big one.
And I'm talking huge. That has been a shift across the board that we were actually talking about with the Rays front office about this back at the winter meetings of guys just don't go out anymore. Now, there was another element that used to exist in Patrick. I wish you would have gotten to be able to participate in this.
Mm.
So our old coaching staff, when I first started here, Bill Levers is our manager.
Sure.
And then specifically for this story, Joe Coleman was our pitching coach. Joe made the best wings I have ever had in my life.
I think you might have told me this. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, just unbelievable. And it was very, very important to Bill that he host a team all-star party.
Yeah.
He actually would get a little mad if somebody had the audacity to, hey, can I go home and see my wife for 2 days?
Oh.
He like really wanted you to be a part of, he'd rather you bring the wife here and the kids here and be a part of the party. And Joe would always make his wings for it. Every year, that was my favorite day and night with our team, was that all-star break party. It's just so much fun. And you got to, you got to see the guys and their families, and you're much more of a family as opposed to, oh, we're hanging out with the team or the team's hanging out with the front office. Blake Snell.
Yep.
We love him.
Shout out Snell.
He used to hang out with us a lot and play cornhole with us. Mm-hmm. There was a little group there, him, Kian, somebody else would have been that mix.
Johnny Field.
Three of them. Major cornhole games going on at that former watering hole. But yeah, these days, I don't know, it perked up a little bit last year over at Motorco with Brady Ball and the coaching staff. That was more so the coaching staff than it was the players.
It's so funny. Like, I love Motorco. We went a lot well before this past year.
Mm.
This past year was the first time I took people from work. Usually that's where I would go to like not see anybody from work. Not that I didn't want to. It's just we had other plans. We were seeing other friends. We were going to Motorco. And then last year I told marketing like, hey, we're going to go to Motorco after Friday's game. And then I show up and it's like, you're there. Brady's there. And I'm like, hold on.
What's going
on here?
This
isn't like a thing. Like I've been here all the time. And seasons before this, so it's coincidental.
Yep.
It's really funny. Yep. And then the last question I got, which I like, because it's a good little gut check, little self-reflecting time. Your stress level going into a baseball season, 1 to 10?
10. I mean,
Yeah. I would say mine, it's funny, mine after media day falls off a little bit. Because then it's, hey, you're locked in, right? The roller coaster is going and the thing's down above your belly anyway. You're locked in. You may as well just enjoy it. I would say going into a season leading up to media day gets really stressful because you just want media day to go well. you don't get a lot of time with the full team like you do at Media Day, right? Mm-hmm. Where you can sit them down and ask them questions. So you're preparing something for an entire season. So it's stressful then. I don't know. I quit. This sounds terrible, but I kind of quit being stressed about something here after 2020. We came back from the COVID season, and it was like, you know what, dude? They're playing baseball no matter what. I get to do my job no matter what. Like, the stress of it, sure, it's always going to be there. I want things to look good. I want things to go well. I'm frustrated when they don't go well. I'm ecstatic when they do, but stressing about it has never changed the outcome.
That reset the meter a little bit, to a degree.
Yeah. I mean, it was just the camera ran out of battery in the middle of media day. All right, go get another battery. You don't have another battery? You'll figure it out. Shoot it on your phone. It'll be fine. You know, it's something like that where it's just, that's never happened, but that's
opening day to me is it's got that stress to it of you're doing something for the first time in a while. Now, granted, it's for me, it's like, okay, well, it's the same as it was the previous 19 years. It's the same as tomorrow is going to be. It's no different than the hundreds of games that we've facilitated here, thousands of games at this point. But it just, until you get back in the routine, for me, it's and you're right, to a degree, maybe stressful is not the right word. You're just trying to get a whole lot of stuff done in a short amount of time.
This also kind of goes hand in hand with something else, which is Scott does more different things with his occupation than I would say I do. You have a lot of variety of things under your plate, right? And I do as well, but a lot of my stuff is stuff that I went to school for and I did for a decade before I even got here, and I'm still doing it, right? Yeah. And your stuff is like, oh, hey, this car just lost a tire in the middle of Blackwell. Like, that's not something
you're prepared
for, right? Like, so I think that's another sort of angle at that. But yeah, I'd say 5 to 7, probably a 7, right before media day, and then back down to a 6 or 5. I mean, opening day is always going to be a little stressful, but I know everybody can do their jobs. I'm not worried about that part. I just want it to look good. I want people to clap when the video plays. I don't want anyone to boo my videos. Other than that, man, just get the shot, point and click. Yep. It's not hard. Okay, so that's our mailbag episode. Thanks for sending in those questions. We got a little bit of housekeeping on the back end on this outro, so stay tuned. All right, another episode of Hit Bull Win Pod in the books. I got a couple things we want to bring up. George Hable, retirement party this evening. So excited for George.
58 minutes?
George has been retiring since I started here in 2018. I kind of wish this party was a roast because I would open with that.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
But no, George is tops. George is the absolute man. He's a devout Hit Bull Win Pod listener. I don't really know why, but he does enjoy it and he likes it. And we just love George, man. Every time he's in the office, it's a good time. Do you have a favorite George story that you want to share on the pod? I've shared mine before in our trip to New York. I put you on the spot here. You're going through a litany of history, so.
Yeah. I've enjoyed, I wasn't a part of it. George has been here so long. You know, his office used to be where everyone hung out. Mm-hmm. There was more seating capacity in there. Burlington always tells the story of 9/11. There weren't TVs throughout the office. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't something back in 2001, especially in a minor league baseball office.
Yep.
And so he had, you know, George had his little 13-inch television in the corner, and that's where everyone sat and watched 9/11 happen. I used to love his, he had a little green, putter thingamajigger that would automatically kick the ball out to you. Used to love going in there and playing with that. I've got a very specific memory with him. Of one kind of career type conversation, where George is who you went to for grandfatherly and fatherly advice.
Yeah, big time for sure.
And I've got a couple moments in the 19 years that I've been here where I went to him for that type of a conversation, and you knew he was going to deliver. Like, if you're like this third party evaluating his performance,
right?
going into it, you knew he would deliver, and then every time you still walked out of there thinking, how did he deliver so well?
He's going 30, 10, and 10 every night just in the gym.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He means a lot to this team. He means a lot to the people that have worked here. He means an awful lot to the community. George, that is such an important part of his life. Yeah. And giving back and volunteering and supporting all the causes that we should support, that we need to support, and that we should want to support. And that's probably what I will remember most about George is seeing the full picture, whether that be you've got a problem with your coworker or it be as global as something, you know, political and impacting, you know, our lease and City Hall and City Council and the mayor. He always did a great job of making sure everyone appreciated and saw the big picture.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. I genuinely hope that I am that well liked
mm-hmm.
when I leave a place when I retire, because yeah. people from when I was, you know, first starting, all the way to people who had been at the Bulls forever and at CBC forever, all speak the same way about George, which is great dude.
Yeah.
Worked hard, like you said, good to give advice. He was just so funny, man. George just cracked me up. And you go and you talk to other people and they're like, George? Like, George was a pretty serious dude. And I'm like, George was a serious dude? Like, I'll never forget the day. Like, I was just kind of, not like down, but I was just, we were in the midseason sort of rut. And he walked into Mike's office to talk to you and Mike. And he's wearing shorts, t-shirt, I think a Hawaiian shirt, if not like a polo or a fishing yeah. shirt. And just hit you both with a, what's up, hipsters? And then shut the door. And I was like, that's nothing bad could happen the rest of the day. So shout out, George. Happy retirement, dude. I know we're going to see him a lot more.
We should get him a jacket as a gift.
We should. Let's
What type jackets. Of jacket would you do?
I would probably do the brand new team-issued Bull Durham Coach's Replica jacket that we just put in the team store. Did a sweet video shoot for that. Went over to the DAP. Put a bunch of quotes from the movie in the background with a little reverb on it. Nice little tracking shot, tilt down from the tower to the jacket. If you don't know which one we're talking about, it's that sort of shiny metallic blue jacket with the great blue and white piping on the wrist cuffs and the neck cuffs. You got the snap buttons like you're in the 1990 NBA All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's a great jacket. Affordable too. I was sitting there and I was like, oh, dang, really? Okay. All right. But no, it's great. They're flying off the shelf like hotcakes. If you want one, I would get it now. This is not a, hey, I'm waiting until Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is a, no, pull the trigger now. It's a great jacket. You know, it's going to be a good spring jacket too. Okay. I'm going to leave the house. It's going to be a little chilly, but then it'll heat up throughout the day. It's all right. You can lose it. It's not super big, super mm-hmm. puffy. It's nothing like that. I'm a big fan of it. I'm a really big fan of it. So go check that out. DurhamBulls.com/shop, or you can go on down to, the little, WRAL, news center /
Bureau.
Durham Bulls shop that we have. Yeah, bureau is a good word for mm-hmm. it. Last thing on the agenda, single game tickets will be on sale soon, like next couple of weeks, 3 weeks soon.
Yep.
Also got Fan Fest coming up. Fan Fest is always a good time. I think we talked about this last time. Are you a fall Fan Fest or a spring Fan Fest guy?
Why can't I just say one? I was about to say both because they mean the start of the season for yeah. one, and then the other one kind of means the end of the
it's
season.
It's bookend. Yeah.
And, but I'll go spring.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause it's firing up what we're here for.
I'll go fall, but that's not a knock against spring. Yeah. I love the fall.
Yeah.
Fall's probably my favorite season.
Yep.
So yeah, no, it's a great time though. We're going to have batting practice and catch on the field and a bunch of games and snacks and, you got to reserve a ticket online, but other than that, it's free. We just want you guys to come have a good time. You're part of the family. Especially Ben, Roll Tide, sir. You're part of the family now. You're a Durham Bull now.
Once you get a shirt, you
come out. Come out to Fan Fest, dude. Come see us, my man. And introduce yourself. That's another thing. Oh, this happened the last three Fan Fests. Someone has walked out to me and gone, dude, I listen to Hip Hop and Pod all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so cool. Like, that's so cool for me to hear. This is a labor of love. You know, Scott and I put a lot of effort into this, man. We really do. So the more that you guys walk up and tell us you enjoy listening, that makes it worth it. That really does.
Amen.
So that's what I'd say. Other than that, go Bulls. We're going to talk to you in a couple of weeks. If it's episode 50, we're going to do something big. I don't know what yet. I don't really want to do like a clip show.
We should probably bring back our, let's go back, and if it's 50, okay, whenever 50 is,
okay,
let's go back and see the most downloaded show. Do we have the ability to do that?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
And bring back that guest.
Okay. I know right now who that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look into that.
Okay. Hey, you guys rock. Thanks for listening. Bull season's right around the corner. Come see us. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.